Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, when you see Luis Angel Acuña put together that type of performance again in this type of atmosphere and race, what does that tell you early on here about him?
Yeah, he's a good sign. Tells us a lot. He's just calm, poised. He's just like he belongs in the big leagues. Not only defensively, but those at bats today, in the way the ball jumps off his bat. You know, the first at bat, the liner in the gap, and then the homer. I think he's just a kid that looks pretty mature, you know, and, it doesn't matter the situation. He's just playing his game, and that's good to see.
You talk about his demeanor, or you have talked about it a bunch since he's come up. To see him make that error and then bounce back with that type of night, is that just kind of another check mark of what you're talking about?
Yes, and I think when players struggle in the minor leagues, you find out a lot about players. And I'm going to go back to the conversation that I was having throughout the year with Dickie Scott, our manager in AAA, and that was one of the things that he always said it. You know, hey, this guy's going through it, but he posts. He wants to be in the lineup. He brings energy every day. And it doesn't matter if he's 0-4-20 or 10-4-20. You're going to get the same effort every day. And for a 22-year-old at the AAA level, that's a really good sign. So you find out a lot when they're going through those stretches. And today was a perfect example. You know, we don't make a play there. And, he's the next pitch mentality, next at bat, next play. And he showed that today.
Peter,
what has Miguel meant to this rotation since returning to it, and what do you think has been working so well for him these last four starts?
Yeah, he's been great. Blackburn goes down, and he takes the ball, and he continues to give us a chance to win baseball games. I think the sinker, the sinker has been a pitch for him that he knows he can throw it at any time, and if he's behind, he knows he can get back in counts with that pitch. He's a heavy sinker. He's got life. He's been great, man. And today, after that second inning, he settled in and just pretty much went right after our hitters and gave us a solid outing.
Dave.
Carlos, you guys had a meeting, I guess, to talk about Lindor, just the possibility of him being out with you and David and Pete, and I guess Pete had said that he was pretty animated during it, that he wanted to kind of get these guys over the finish line. What was it like to see him today do what he did, knowing that you guys kind of needed that spark?
Yeah, and we've been saying it, that guys we're going to have to step up while Lindor is down, and Pete is one of those guys. You guys seen it before. I've seen it where he can carry a team. And today for him to go out there and have that type of game, he's that type of player. He's that type of hitter where he can carry a team because, he can do damage. He's got the ability to drive, get RBIs. And today was a good game for him. Yeah, it was good for him to say what he needed to say the other day and just to go out there and back it up. It's good.
Do you see I don't think he's had kind of the season that he's idealized. I mean, he's a 40 homer hitter usually. Do you think that, have you seen that from him, kind of pushing, and maybe these last couple of weeks still give you plenty of time to do what you want to?
Yeah.
As personally, yeah. And the team.
Of course, you know, especially, you know, the next 11 games and hopefully deep into October where, you know, like he's got a chance here to continue to do something special. Like when you look at his numbers, yeah, you know, I think everybody's used to the 40 homers, but he's at 100 OPS. He's going to get, you know, almost 100 RBIs and 30-some homers. Like that's a pretty good season, you know. So, hopefully he gets hot here and carries this team for quite a bit. So, because we're going to need him.
One left.
Carlos, the starting rotation in September, if the numbers I'm correct, 6-1, 1.90 ERA. When you have a rotation going like that, one, what does that do for the rest of the team? And also, is there almost like a healthy competition among the starters as each game goes on?
Yeah, 100%. And I've been saying it that it's contagious. You know, one guy takes the ball, gives you 6, 7, then the next guy is kind of like the mentality, I got to match that, you know, or be better. So, it's a healthy competition. And what it does to the team is, you know, it's a fresher bullpen. It allows you to, you know, use certain guys one day, have them down the next day because you got another 3 or 4 that you really feel good about it. And I think, you know, yeah, the starters are really good, but, you know, I'm going to go back to the way we're playing defense, you know. I think our two catchers are doing a really good job staying on the same page with our starters and the whole pitching staff, and then we're making plays behind those guys. So I think as a team, we're doing a lot of good things.
Laura?
Understanding that you guys can only control your own performance, but what is it like being in that dugout when they do put the score, the Braves score, up on the scoreboard, and you kind of hear that roar from the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, it's good because you hear the crowd, you know, even before the game was over, and they were making noise, and we didn't know what was going on, you know, until somebody said, oh, yeah, because so-and-so took the lead. And I was like, oh, okay, we got to take care of business here. So, look, we can't worry about what's going on outside of this building. You know, we have to continue to play well. We have to continue to control the things that we need to control. If we do that, we want to be where we want to get. So, it's good that the fans are into it, and then they're showing that the final score. But again, we have to take care of business here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.